Beyond Nashville's border, the regional transportation system has not kept up with demand and could fall further behind the growing population, according to a new transit study. Mount Juliet commuter Michael Bolin has tried the Music City Star rail line to avoid traffic as he goes to work in Donelson. But like many who want better transit in neighboring counties, he says the area's only commuter train has drawbacks.
But the cons are the price. They don't have a fare for the way I use it. They charge me as if I'm going all the way to downtown. And also the time, the frequency. Like, if you need to go home in the middle of the day, you can't. It's at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day.
Concerns like Bolin's appear prominently in the new State of the RTA report. It finds residents wanting the train and regional buses to go between counties more than just two or three times each day. And until those buses can avoid traffic, the study even suggests letting buses use the shoulder of the freeways, they will struggle to woo riders. Relocating and improving park-and-ride lots is also needed, and Regional Transit Authority CEO Steve Bland said other bigger changes must be on the table.
If you believe we're going to grow by a million people, tweaks, small improvements, short-term improvements aren't going to be anywhere near enough to maintain the quality of life that we're used to here.
The 84-page report lays out the RTA's current challenges. Solutions are due early next year. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.